For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Back in 1928, the Brazilian poet Oswald de Andrade published his iconic Manifesto Antropófago, or Cannibal Manifesto. And he argues that it's Brazil's history of cannibalizing other cultures, which is its greatest strength. He says cultural cannibalism was a way for Brazil to assert itself against European post-colonial cultural domination.
And what he said was only cannibalism unites us socially, economically, philosophically. The unique law of the world, the masked expression of all individualism and collective movement. And what he meant by that is that we all consume off each other's styles and ideas. And today we have a show in which there's a lot of cultural cannibalism.
And it only seems appropriate that we start in Brazil. L-O-V-E. João Brasil, musician, music producer, and DJ, born in Rio de Janeiro, and now he lives in London. But before we go any further with this song, I'm going to play another song for you. And it's Madonna's new song, Give Me All Your Lovin'.
L-U-V, Madonna.
So it sounds a little similar, something at least the call and response thing.
That's pretty similar.
Yeah, very similar.
So, João Brasil does a lot of techno brega, rock, baile funk, and electronica. And he released this song in April of 2011. You know, Madonna recently released Give Me All Your Lovin'. And the internet has been pretty abuzz with what's going on here. You know, did she rip him off? And here's what he had to say about it. He said, I still don't understand what happened. If it's plagiarism, better yet. I am a super fan of Madonna's. She's always on the cutting edge. Then it would be a good sign regarding what I do.
There's a long history of musicians taking inspiration, as some would say, literally taking melodies and beats or rhythms from earlier songs and incorporating it into their songs. Some musicians give credit where credit's due with either a songwriting royalty or a publishing royalty or at least recognition. And there's also plenty of examples of just taking it and not crediting the source.
Madonna is kind of a master of doing that.
Of taking others...
Of taking styles. I think she just has her ear to the ground and she knows what's hot, and she's very good at foreshadowing, of knowing what's going to be really hot. And we've even been saying that, Baile Funk is going to be huge with artists like Suzuka Poderosa, and this is great. I like João Brasil's version a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a huge Madonna fan. And the vocal is Love Fox from Cansei de Ser Sexy.
Huh, interesting.
Next up, I want to talk to you about a really exciting music festival that's going to happen in March in New York. But first, let's hear La Chica from Spain and Bebé doing Super Copleras.
Me quité de bien pagar, porque fortuna me sobra. Ahora vivo del veneno porque soy carne de cobra. Colmillo de seda fina. Corazón de cristonita, la más bruta de las flores del barro, la más bonita. La peiné tatuada como número de serie. En el amor y la pena me la voy o a la intemperie. Pero al miedo no le presto ni una espina de mi hueso. Que sé que no estoy sola cuando me faltan los besos. Batallón de faraones que a la vida la hace enfrente. La rey de la utera.
La Chica's real name is Elsa Roballo, and she was born in a place called Ceuta. Now, I kind of have a bucket list of places I want to travel to before I die, and Ceuta's one of them because I think it's just fascinating. It's a Spanish city right on the northern tip of Morocco. And so she leaves Ceuta at age 15 to Madrid so she can study flamenco dancing. She works for a couple of companies. And then when she's around 28 or 29, she decides, I think I want to get into acting and singing. And she's collaborated with some of our favorite artists, Miguel Campello, who is another guy who's doing, he mixes flamenco and rock and something really new.
We play a lot of music from Spain. And we do a lot of stuff with Spanish punk, retro rock, a lot of dance music. But for me, the most fascinating stuff is stuff like this. The artists that are re-examining and reinterpreting the flamenco tradition. This stuff is amazing.
Well, then you're going to love this festival in New York. It's the Flamenco Festival, and it's a three-night series called Flamenco and Beyond, which is precisely what you're talking about. It's flamenco reinterpreted and mixed. And, well, this woman, La Chica, is going to be there. That's March 8th, March 10th, and 11th. And I'm also a huge flamenco fan. My grandfather was from Spain, and he sang a lot of flamencos.
Whatever it is, or wherever it comes from, I'm there. I really like it. This stuff is great.
And I really like the psychology, kind of the imagery of the flamenco woman. It's similar to the tango woman, or, you know, even the women of hip-hop and R&B, which is like a really tough woman. You know, I mean, one of the lyrics to this song, as the lyrics to most flamenco music, are really beautiful. And one of the things she says is, I am the most brute of flowers. Of the mud, I am the most beautiful. La más bruta de las flores. Del barro, la más bonita.
Okay, Jazz, what do you have next?
Next up is a band called Cuarto Poder. And they're from Venezuela. This is off of their Como en Vivo mixtape. It's a new EP. And this is the song Ocho Grados, or 8 Degrees. I think you're gonna like this, Felix.
Vaya por la sombrita y camine por la acera. Bien relajado en una sombra, la maldad que ni se nombra. El horizonte es mi alfombra voladora que me informa de la forma que se vive pa' poder llegar a viejo. Mientras más me concentro, yo más me alejo del sistema, del problema, de la flema que te quema, del calor, del vaporón, del sinsabor con sin color.
Relájate y concéntrate.
Llegate, ven y colabora, que el momento no va a ser mañana.
Es ahora.
Sin un pin, sin un tweet, sin un face, sin un book, sin un look, sin Bluetooth. Ey, es sin la hora, pon la contestadora y dile a la operadora. Estoy bajo una sombra contemplando el horizonte ahora. No me molesten, no me llamen, no me griten, no me jodan. Vamos olvidando en las colas de los gritos de la moda. Vacílate los chilling de cualquier manera, sin señal ni batería, con un blon y sin cartera.
Con un blon y 8 grados de una soledad. Sentado en una hamaca observando una palmera. Vista afuera, mientras pega un calor bandera. Vaya por la sombrita y camine por la acera. Con un blunt y 8 grados de una solera. Sentado en una hamaca observando una palmera. Vista afuera, mientras pega un calor bandera. Vaya por la sombrita y camine por la acera.
Entrate en la zona rasta donde todo es legal. Ay, mami en bambalina como la arena que hay. Super criollo y all the time andamos high. En un escapotado dando vueltas a los Miami Vice. Con 8 grados y medio fundido de coco. Madera toco, bebo, canto, disfruto y no choco. Con tumbago, che. Y siempre manteniendo el foco. Yo canto lo que quiera si todos se vuelvan locos.
Felix, you were recently on the blog Deceptive Cadence. Tom Huizinga, who runs Deceptive Cadence, asked everyone on our music team what their musical blind spot was. And you said that your musical blind spot was rap and hip-hop. And I'm curious, what do you think of this?
There's no doubt that you've certainly opened my ears to the subtleties and intricate nature of hip-hop and rap. And some of it I get, others I don't get, you know. And a piece like this, first of all, I hear the music, and I really dig the funk background, the slow, deliberate, plodding but funky beat underneath. You know, to be honest, I'd have to listen to the song a few more times to listen to the flow of the rappers. What's interesting is, like, to adjust your ear to the Spanish rap between Spanish and English, it's a different feel. I've always felt like Spanish sometimes lends itself better to rap.
Really?
In certain instances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in the hands of somebody like Ana Tijoux, like, it's magic. You know, but I'd have to listen to this a few more times to see what I feel about the rap part of it. But the musical part of it, I'm digging it.
And I want to tell you the story of how I came around to this band. I got their album from the record label there on Nacional. And it was called In the House. they were really pushing the single, Arenita Playita. I just wasn't into it. I thought it was just too much of a 90s throwback. It just felt like this cliche that Latin rap has to sound like a version of American rap. Then I saw them live at last year's Latin Alternative Music Conference, and they were playing this song, Fuerza Pal Latino. And they had a lot of the break dancers. It was a little bit gimmicky and kind of scary because it was a tiny stage. It was a great song, and I kept thinking, you know, why didn't you push this single out?
Right.
But I was just like, I hope they keep putting stuff like this out. And now they came out with this new EP, and it's really good. And it's also at a level with any other rapper here in the US or in the world. At that level with Ana Tijoux, Racas, Calle 13.
Wow, that's a strong statement.
These dudes are good.
I'm going to give another listen.
Okay.
Not right now, but later.
Well, next up, you brought a band that the first time I heard them, I wasn't that convinced about them either. You have something by Empresarios.
Empresarios is a band from our neighborhood, from Washington, D.C. And there aren't a lot of bands from this area that are releasing records that are available, widely distributed. But check out this track, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. There's the cumbia beat. I like the way they switch from that sort of electronic techno thing in the beginning to the cumbia beat because, you know, I think we're both big fans of cumbia. Not all of it, but this one I really like. Like I said, they're from the D.C. area, and people who aren't from this area have to understand that it's almost like a three-state area. The district itself, there's Maryland, and there's Northern Virginia. And these guys, they move around quite a bit. Like one of the singers said, they're from Venezuela, they're from El Salvador. A lot of Latinos from all over Latin America here in this area. And I think that's reflected in their music. They play in the suburbs in Maryland, where I live. They play out in Northern Virginia. There's an active scene here, and I think these guys are the best of the scene out here. But you're not convinced.
Some of it's a little cheesy still for me. I'll have to hear some more of this. I mean, some tracks I just need to take it home and listen to it and kind of digest it. The Cuarto Poder track that I just played for you, I loved it immediately, and I've been listening to it for a couple of days. It was love at first listen.
Right.
There's some tracks I just need to kind of sit on a little bit and digest.
Let's digest this one for a while.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, next we have a band that you brought in, but we both really love.
This is Chicha Libre, and this is the song A La Plata en mi carrito de lata. Let's go to La Plata in my little tin car.
Okay, Jasmine's moving in her seat, dancing around.
I always say we need to do this show standing up so I can dance.
This is great Chicha from the provinces, the deep, deep part of Brooklyn.
Yes. The way they describe themselves is a Venezuelan, a Mexican, two Americans, and two French guys walk into a bar. And that's Chicha Libre. Now, we've talked a lot about Chicha. Of course, being Argentine, I love cumbia and I love Chicha. I grew up in a time in Buenos Aires where there was a huge Peruvian immigration movement. So I would hear a lot of cumbia on the streets, on the buses, on the trains. It was inevitable. And Peruvian Chicha music combines cumbia and surf guitar and kind of psychedelic music, a lot of Andean beats. I see like some woman like looking like Sofia Loren kind of going around. I don't know. I think of like a Fellini movie.
It's fun music.
It is.
It is fun. It's dancing music. And these guys do a really good job of recreating that sound, but then like doing their own thing. And it's not an exact duplicate, but they're paying homage to it, and they certainly nail the sound and then expand on it. I really like these guys a lot too.
And talk about the idea of cultural cannibalism.
Right?
So, you know, I guess Oswald de Andrade was onto something.
Okay, next we're going to play a song that I found on the internet and had a little exchange with some members of the band. The group is called El Jarucaroy, and this track is called Roja Luna.
Cuánto nos afecta alrededor.
I love her voice. It's very unchained.
Yeah, very good. Her name is Erika Organista.
Mm, where are they from?
They're from East Los Angeles. They have one EP out they put out a while back. This is a single from their upcoming album that they're going to release, I think, late spring. It'd be great to hear the rest of the album. They were very quick to respond to my email because I'd read about them on an email flyer that I saw. They were doing some performance in Los Angeles to celebrate the release of this single. So I looked them up and I heard the song. And I also asked the singer, I asked Erika Organista, what was the inspiration behind the song? And I'm going to read you what she wrote because it's very, very cool. She said, Roja Luna was inspired from seeing a red moon that was visible in 2008. As I saw it, I began thinking of phrases which tell about the approaching future that is brought by this red moon. The song also talks about how strong its force is and how I am not the only one witnessing it. The chorus says, more surprises I expect to see and my eyes will not be quiet. I love this sentiment.
It's very beautiful.
Yeah, and love the sound. It's very stripped down, guitar, percussion.
Her voice has not a desperation, but like a sense of urgency.
I love the rhythm. I love the arrangement of the song. But the voice reminded me of this woman who used to sing with the band called El Chicano, which came out of East Los Angeles
in the
70s.
Yes, I was thinking about that. Yes.
And there was a woman who sang with the band, and she did the famous Bolero Sabor a Mi. There's a similarity between the voices to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Some East LA roots. I love this band.
Next, I'm going to take you back to Brazil. This is Seu. It's called Amor de Antigos, or The Ancient One's Love. And it's from her upcoming album, the anticipated Caravana Sereia Bloom.
Vem de longe, namorada da memória. Junto construímos história no calor de fim de tarde. Eis que arde na lembrança de
I like that little jazz swing beat. It's got a nice, almost shuffle jazz feel to it.
In a weird way, I find it almost from the same era as what Chicha Libre is doing.
Yeah.
This is her third album. Seu is from Sao Paulo. And the name might ring a bell because she's been nominated for one Grammy and for two Latin Grammys. So she's definitely starting to get that recognition that she deserves. She plays Brazilian guitar, obviously has a fantastic voice, and she has this very strong R&B and soul and jazz influence. She herself says that her influences are Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Lauryn Hill, and of course the fantastic George Benson. This is a really cool album. It's just really worth checking out.
I can't wait for this to be released because I'm a big fan of hers.
Prova de bar. Não teve um sol que separou eu de um.
next up, we're going to stay in Brazil for a segment we do on our show, which is called From the Vault, in which we go way back in the time machine and we explore a song or an artist or an album that really made an impact in Latin culture. And what I'm bringing you here is the song Oleãozinho, or Little Lion, by Caetano Veloso. On this occasion, though, it's kind of from the vault, because it's part of a brand new album. The song is a classic, but it's included in Caetano Veloso and David Byrne Live at Carnegie Hall, which is coming out in spring.
Gosto muito de te ver. Gosto muito de você, leãozinho. Para desentristecer, leãozinho, o meu coração tão só. Basta eu encontrar você no caminho. Um filhote de leão, um raio da manhã, arrastando meu olhar como um imã. O meu coração é o sol, pai de toda cor. Quando ele lhe doura a pele ao leão, gosto de te ver ao sol, leãozinho, de te ver entrar no mar. Tua pele, tua luz, tua juba. Gosto de ficar ao sol, leãozinho, de molhar minha juba, de estar perto de você e entrar no...
In the past, we've had this conversation about if you were on a deserted island and you could only take like two or three songs for the rest of your life. And Leãozinho is one of my favorite songs of all times, and I would take this song onto a deserted island because I'll never get tired of listening to Leãozinho in any of its incarnations. We had a Red Hot in Rio last year, the album,
right.
And Beirut did a beautiful cover of Leãozinho. And not only is it musically quite beautiful, lyrically it's the sweetest ode to a woman I've ever heard. He's calling her a little lion and he's saying, I like you so much, my little lion. And I just think to call a woman a little lion is just the most beautiful thing I think you can call a woman.
It's very, very poetic and romantic. Usually I get a chance to listen to the music before we do the show, but it's been such a hectic week here at Alt Latino that I haven't had a chance to hear the music. I see you have something by someone named René Lopez, and the song is called Shingaling Is What I Bring. I'm all ears.
Let's hear it.
Now you know I flow like him.
There you go, New Eurekans. Okay, that's
saying,
what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought. This reminds me of Boogaloo.
Well, yeah.
Yeah?
This is René López from the album ELS, Electric Latin Soul, and he mixes Latin soul with Boogaloo and rock and hip-hop. His dad was the trumpet player René López Sr., from the band Típica 73.
Okay, that's where I know the name.
That was a salsa band from the 70s and early 80s on Fania, and it was formed with musicians that left Ray Barreto's band. Now, when I was reading about Típica 73, and I'm going to tap into your salsa history knowledge, I was reading that all these musicians at the height of the Ray Barreto popularity left his band. What was wrong with Ray Barreto? Why were people leaving him like that?
I don't know that there was anything wrong. It was just they wanted to do something a little different. Ray had started out as a jazz percussionist and then had a little bit of a hit with a Boogaloo song, believe it or not. And then, you know, he became a really big star playing straight-ahead salsa, and he recorded with Celia Cruz, his singers. You know, I mean, he had his own group, and he did a lot of really cool stuff. But then even within that genre of salsa, the subgenre of popular music, you get stuck. People want to hear the same stuff.
Right.
So he would record all these great albums, and he recorded classic recordings.
Right, you told me once that when people would ask him about that Boogaloo song, he would be like, forget about that.
Yeah, he was a little embarrassed by it. He didn't think that was straight ahead. It was just like something they did in the studio when no one would think the tape recorder was playing. So he went on to build this great career at the same time, still playing jazz dates on the side. He played it with all these Blue Note recordings. He's a great bicultural, cross-cultural musician. But anyway, going back to why they left, I think it's because they felt like they were stuck in playing stuff,
right,
even though they were recording these great albums. So they went out and started the Típica 73 and had enormous success with that.
Well, and it's interesting how René López Jr. is sampling a lot of those sounds and making it into something new, because I like that it is very Boogaloo and pays reverence to the classics, but he's also talking about reggaeton and New Yorican soul.
There are a lot of second generation, like the children, mostly the sons, of musicians from that classic era, from that 70s era.
Mm-hmm.
They're going back to that music and mixing it in with either DJ music or doing a Boogaloo like this.
Yeah.
They're rediscovering and going back to their own personal and cultural roots to reimagine this music and mix it in. The shingling, by the way, is a dance from the 60s.
Really? What does it look like?
I don't know exactly what it looks like, but I remember because there was a handful of songs.
You don't know or you don't want to show me?
I'm not going to show you. You're right. It was a dance that was popular in the 60s. The shingling. All these dances had names.
Right.
Like, so just,
there's not enough dances with names
Not
nowadays.
Anymore. The funky four corners.
I'm going to start one.
The popcorn. The swim. They had all this
it
crazy stuff.
It sounds like you were quite the dancer.
It was. I had a couple of aunts who used to show us all the steps.
Yeah.
But that's what this is. The shingling is what I bring.
To wrap up today's show, I brought something that you are going to love. Felix, strap on your shoes because they're about to be blown off.
Atención, quédate con mi canción, fiestón, de estilos en mi habitación, aquí estoy, me quedo con la inspiración, si se esconde, sube la iluminación, copón, pon, que tengo lo que pienso con precisión, que nada se resiste a mi seducción, sexy es hoy mi exhibición, exijo Martini como Paul Desmond, espectáculo, noctámbulo, cálculo, cada rima pa' causar furor, mi glándula, veneno de tarántula, lo saco fuera, el micro tiene válvulas, mi gran dolor, debí volar, me vi reír y vi polar, me vi llorar, solo desolado con sin luz solar, ritmo rápido para descontrolar, con pocos bombos compongo, pongos, tronco, impongo diptongos, mi fondo es gordo y loco jazz, moviendo la boca acompaño al compás, yo brindamos, chin chinchamos, sin blin blin pintamos tímpanos, mi boca es un spray con estilos, yo siempre tengo tus colores preferidos, mi mente es una fuente, vente y semi afluente o mi puente, hey,
Ahora no me pierdas el compás, no te rompas, no des un paso atrás. Sigue como sigue la vida, sigue la rima, consigue la cima, y así algún día el ritmo te dirá como a mí.
This is rapper KCO. His real name is Javier Ibarra, and he belongs to Los Violadores del Verso, which is a rap crew from Zaragoza, Spain. Now, this is a solo project. It's an album called Jazz Magnetism.
Oh.
And I have to say, I discovered it on the blog run by Juan Data. And I gotta tell you something, Felix. I'm getting really into jazz. I've been hanging out a lot with our jazz blogger, Patrick Jernwet-Nanen. I even went to a jazz concert the other day. I went to go see Lee Konitz at
You're kidding. You saw Lee Konitz?
Yeah, I went to the Bohemian Caverns.
Oh my gosh, look at you.
I've always loved jazz. I've always loved like Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk, but it can be intimidating. So now I feel like I kind of have a guide to hold my hand and take me through the world of jazz. But I was just thinking the other day that doing this show, you and I, it's like you're becoming me and I'm becoming you. Like you're getting really into
I'm becoming a
dance
tall Argentine.
And electronic. Don't get your hopes up. But
correct.
And I'm getting really into jazz, and it's like
I didn't notice that, but I guess you're right.
We're soon going to meld into one body with two heads.
That's a scary thought. I don't even know. Let's get back to the music. I really like this song. It's called Boogaloo, correct?
Yes.
And it's obviously an homage, again, to the Boogaloo thing, which I really love. That stuff was really popular. If you imagine jazz, which is, like you said, can be intimidating, and it's got its own little subgroup off to the side. But at one point, music like this was really, really popular with clubs, concerts.
I feel like I would have really liked to live through that era. I was born in the wrong decade.
Plus the Bohemian Caverns, for those people who don't know, here in Washington, D.C.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's like the jazz clubs I've been to in Paris, where you go down the steps and you're really like
it's
in a cave.
It's very clandestine.
It's like you're in a cave.
Yeah.
And the walls are like chiseled rock. And a lot of people played there in the 50s and the 60s. Miles Davis, Shirley Horn, Thelonious Monk, Sonny Rollins, all the greats. You were in a great room with a great tradition, a tradition that this guy's paying homage to.
Oh, he definitely can appreciate that. And lyrically, this guy is fantastic. I mean, he's possibly one of the best Spanish language rappers I've heard in a while.
I really like that song. It's a great way to go out on our show. As usual, you can hear all of these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
A special thanks to our producers, Jessica Goldstein and Mike Katziff.
And to our engineer, Sean Phillips. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino.
Pon atención. Quédate con mi canción, fiestón de estilos en mi habitación, aquí es donde quedo con la inspiración, si se esconde, sube la iluminación, copón pon, que rimo lo que pienso con precisión, que nada se resiste a mi seducción, sexy es hoy mi exhibición.